With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. 50 years, one half a century, the big 5-0. That's the subject Avery Corman tackles in his novel, 50.
50 is, by my standards or my intention, is certainly about values and about finding one's way in the world and about trying to nail down who you are before it's too late.
Avery Corman tells us in 50 about a sports columnist who tries to come to terms with his divorce, the shared custody of his children, the unprincipled demands of his employer, and the dismal process of finding new relationships. Avery Corman was prompted to write the novel as he himself approached 50 and began asking himself questions.
Am I doing what I should be doing? Is this right? Am I behaving in the way I want? Morally, is this the way I want to behave? And I just took this character and threw him in that situation. The poor guy has to live through all of these different conflicts and face being 50.
Avery Corman was still working on the book when his 50th birthday arrived.
Here I was not even wanting to celebrate my 50th birthday because I was saying, what is there to celebrate? I have an unfinished novel. When I finish the novel, then I can celebrate. I finally celebrated my 50th birthday when I was 51 and the novel had been accepted by the publisher.
Avery Corman, who also wrote Oh God and the Old Neighborhood, his most recent novel, 50, looks at a major turning point in life. Now in Ivy Books, paperback, with BookBeats. I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. In the early 1970s, writer Avery Corman was new to the fiction game. He was working on his first novel, Oh God.
I called the editor and I said, when is the book over? And he said, it's over when it's over. I wanted to know how much you needed for a book. It was so new to me. I didn't know, do I have enough pages?
George Burns was God in the movie version, but Avery Corman says he didn't have the comedian in mind when he wrote the book.
If you look at the history of Oh God, when it was first published, George Burns was not an entity. He hadn't made the Sunshine Boys. Nobody would have thought of him for that role.
Avery Corman wrote Kramer versus Kramer, the story of a custody battle, from the perspective of a man because he didn't like the direction of the feminist movement.
The rhetoric was so intense about placing women's needs and women's rights in the forefront that I decided that I was going to speak for another point of view.
Avery Corman has never been divorced, the fate of most of his fictional characters. Corman's newest novel, 50, is the story of a divorced sports writer who suddenly discovers he is middle-aged and how he comes to terms with it. Corman writes in a spare, tight style. He believes that's because, as a child, he stayed with an aunt and uncle who were deaf-mutes.
My second language, if you will, was deaf-mute sign language. I wonder if that compactness of language had some influence on the way I write.
Avery Corman's 50 is now in Ivy Books paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.